It's time now for a
Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Evelyn. Today's show is brought to you by Something For You, where you can get everything from sewing to gifts. Well, LaVon will have today's program right after this.
Are you looking to pick up a new skill or enhance a current one? I have a great solution for you right here at Something For You in Atlantic. Classes. Come in and ask me about our new quilting classes starting March 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Your choice between two different patterns. We have all the supplies that you need for quilting, and everyone is welcome. Stop in today and get signed up before they are full. Remember, classes start March 20th, 21st, and 22nd, all at Something For You, 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mark Hanna, and he's an agriculture engineer for Iowa State University in the Agriculture and Biosystems Engineering Department. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, LaVon.
Mark, you're going to be out here in the area come this Friday, actually, because it is the Wallace Foundation annual meeting, and you're going to be one of the two speakers. So I want to quickly, Mark, run down that it starts at 10:15. Come check in at 10 o'clock at the Armstrong Farm Wallace Foundation. And then Tim Eggers is going to be speaking at 10:15. Lunch starts at 11:15. And while people are still eating, you get to start talking at 11:30.
So, it'll be a tough act to follow.
Yeah, right.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. And, well, I think you have a really interesting topic. You're going to be talking about energy, farm use energy, and doing some research there. So tell us what's happening with that project.
Well, you know, actually, when people think about some of their input costs in agriculture, energy is probably not right at the top of the list. They tend to think about land charges or seed or fertilizer or maybe crop insurance. But energy does play a part, and often it's one of the easiest things for folks to manage and maybe make a dent in some of those input costs on either the crop or the livestock side.
Well, I'm thinking as the cost of fuel has gone up, and actually I'm thinking, and you can correct this, the cost of the equipment and maintenance and so all that's gone up, I would think that would be an encouragement to say, let's kind of see what we can do to not have those go up in our costs.
Yeah, that's correct. If you go back and look at Census of Agriculture figures for the state of Iowa, Iowa farmers are spending right around a billion with a B, dollars a year annually for energy costs. And so really when you look at impact both on your own farm and in your community and kind of statewide, it can add up in a hurry, really.
It can. So what are you going to do, Mark? How are you going to study this?
Well, we're pleased to be engaging with the research farm there, the Armstrong Research Farm, and we're actually going to do some field energy measurements and some energy measurements on site there. In particular, the staff at the farm have been busy already this winter. We're mounting a small auxiliary fuel tank on board one of the tractors, and we're going to have that on some scales or weighing mechanism, and we're going to actually check fuel use for some different field operations out there in the field, and also try just some different management techniques to see if we can't save a little fuel on some of those field operations. So it'll be real life stuff happening out there on the research farm, and hopefully some numbers that people can take home and use.
Mm-hmm. And that's really one of the purposes of these outlying research farms. Not all the research takes place on campus in Ames or at that farm. Having these farms out in our areas, as you say, it's that real life kind of thing, just the way people farm.
It is really a tool, I think, that I certainly encourage people to take advantage of, because there's a lot of good information that gets generated comparing some things that people just don't really have time to do or resources to do at their own operation, and yet this isn't very far down the road for a lot of folks to check it
right
out.
And saying he's not very far down the road, let me just insert here, in case somebody doesn't know where the Armstrong Research Farm is, it's located 12 miles southwest of Atlantic, just off of Highway 6, half a mile south on 525th Street, and a half mile east on Hitchcock Avenue. So you take a left off of Highway 6, drive just a half a mile, and then you turn left again, and you will see it. Once you turn the corner, you will see it because there's the big building there. And I know, Mark, that a number of people in the area think of it as the horticultural research farm because that's what their interest is, and they come out to the gardens when the show is on. But the farmers, I think, have a little bit different aspect of that because there are a number of programs that go on at the farm. This is just one of them.
That's right. There's very interesting horticultural projects that are going on at the farm. But also, I probably am more involved over on the crop or agronomy side of things here a little bit, and that's kind of where our energy project focus is. Mm-hmm. One of the unique things also at the Armstrong Farm is that they do some on-farm grain drying. And that's not necessarily unique for Southwest Iowa farmers, but on the other hand, not very many of our ISU research farms do have drying capability, but we do at Armstrong, and so we're planning on doing some energy measurement there also.
Okay, that can be another huge energy consumption. Probably wasn't quite as high this last year because of the drought.
That's correct. It really is variable, as a lot of people kind of realize. You know, the last year or two, there hasn't been a whole lot of grain drying, but if you look back at 2008 and 2009, I think it was, we had a couple of years there where corn tended to come out of the field quite wet, and there was a lot of drying going on. So it goes up and down, but certainly, it can be a significant expense in years where drying's involved.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mark, you're familiar with Southwest Iowa, correct?
Yes.
You've been out here. I mean, you're not just to come and visit. You've worked here.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's sort of in a way home base for a little while for you, and then off to Iowa State at Ames you went.
Yes, I enjoyed my time for a number of years out in Southwest Iowa and still continue to have friends and colleagues from some of my earlier work out there.
Mm-hmm. Are there some other projects that you've done on the Armstrong Farm or maybe some that's in kind of the dream works of what you'd like to do? Can we take a look back a little bit and look at the future?
Well, I might mention a couple of things, I guess, besides this energy project. Earlier on, I was involved with farm staff. We were looking at forage crops and alfalfa and grass hay, and more specifically looking at the drying ability when using different types of mower conditioners out there. We would cut hay, run it through different styles of conditioner, and then basically look at the drying rate on them. So we know that a lot of beef cows down in southern Iowa and southwest Iowa, and also some dairy. But this type of information was useful for folks in terms of evaluating some of their equipment out there.
Oh, so any big dream works here? Something that's going to, you say, I really hope this will happen next year or the next year?
Well, I have been involved with some tillage work on the farm site, along with Dr. Monty Alcasey in the agronomy department, and we've had some long-term tillage plots there at the farm that information has been quite useful. But we really are looking forward to getting some good energy information from the farm. I mentioned about tractor fuel use, but we hope to be, our plans are basically to measure propane and electrical use on some of the drying equipment there.
Okay.
There are very few locations, really, where we've got on-farm energy measurement, you know, direct measurement of drying. And so we're looking forward to that,
okay. And
farm staff's excited about it, too.
Great. Well, Mark, as I mentioned early on, you are going to be a part of the 22nd annual meeting for the Wallace Foundation, and two of you, Tim Eggers, and he's going to talk about land values, so that should be really interesting as those have kind of gone up and a little down, I think. So Tim Eggers is going to be talking about that, and that's at 10:15, so come and get there about 10 o'clock, and then lunch is provided for you, no cost, at 11:15. And while they're finishing up, you're going to start at 11:30. And then I should mention that the board will be meeting, board that kind of oversees everything will be meeting at 12:30. Anybody is invited to this. You don't have to be a member of anything. You don't have to have paid anything. Come and see. If you haven't been to the Armstrong Farm, come and hear Mark Hanna and Tim Eggers on this Friday. I kept saying the time, but I haven't said this Friday, the 8th of March. I almost said February, but it's March, Mark. It's here.
Yes, time keeps marching on.
It does. So we want to thank you very much, Mark Hanna, who is an ag engineer with Iowa State University, for visiting with us this morning.
My pleasure.
And here's a thought: work your way through or rust your way out.
Ready for a winter project? How about a new baby lock sewing machine? Hi, this is Tina at Something For You in Atlantic. We have a variety of baby lock machines, including sergers and embroidery machines. Plus, we provide full training on your new machine, and we do all the service work. Once you have your machine, check out our kits and pre-cut fabrics like jelly rolls and charm squares to make your projects easier. Do you need a specific cutting tool? We have a vast array, but if we don't have it, we'll order it. Not quite sure about sewing, but you'd like a quilt? Come in and let us make it for you. Something For You, 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
Glad you could join us for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblin. Brought to you by Something For You, 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 712-243-4157.